Hello, everyone. I'm Rob Goodwin of YourBostonSports.com. It's August 17th.
The one up here?
2019. John Korn's joining me. I'm not sure. I think he's still in the green room at the buffet. Oh, there he is.
Oh, hey. You go. How are you?
Good.
How are you? Glad I could join you.
So how was the buffet?
Good. I had a chicken salad sandwich.
Just chicken salad?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, good for you.
Indeed, yeah. It was great.
We try to treat our, you know, our
I like
employees.
Steak. I like steak tips too. You had the best steak tips last week too. Yeah.
Well, excellent. We can't have the same food every week.
No. But you treat your employees very good.
We try. Yeah. So, the Red Sox are in pursuit of the wild card, and they're 6.5 games out.
Well, you know, they've been having a disappointing season, but I'll tell you what, if you're a baseball fan, there's a lot of fun stuff going on.
Well, that's true.
Rafael Devers, and over in the National League, we've had, there's three teams in the Central that have been within a game and a half each other all year.
It's very exciting.
Carl Yastrzemski's grandson hit 3 home runs last night.
And he's going to be at Fenway next month.
He's going to be at Fenway next month. There's some fun stuff going on. But this Devers guy is amazing, isn't he?
Yeah. Now, in previous conversations with you, I've compared his situation to Xander Bogaerts in terms of, you know, Bogaerts being out of position during the 13 World Series. You know, and I said he's a shortstop. In 2014, he needs to be at shortstop. And then what do? They re-signed Stephen Drew in, I think it was in May, which to me was ridiculous. You know, they need to let this guy develop at shortstop, and they didn't until 2015. Look what he's turned into.
Yeah.
And Devers is doing the same thing, but they didn't give up on him, or they didn't, you know, put him out of position. You know, they did give him some time off, and I think he had an injury.
Amazing.
Injury
They're both amazing players.
But you knew they had to let him play. Yep. You know, played out, and his defense has improved greatly.
And he's not just good; he's so animated. He's so much fun to watch.
Yeah, yeah.
He'll get his pitch and he'll foul it off, and he'll just, how did I miss that? He'll look at the umpire.
He knows it.
But he's animated about it. Yeah. He's entertaining. He you can tell he's having a lot of fun out there.
Exactly.
And Bogaerts. I think 10 years from now we're going to look back at he was the best player they had and. Long time.
Right. And, you know, he may not win an MVP, but I don't know. I just get the feeling, and I could be wrong because I've been wrong before once. But, you know, I think if you look back 5 years, 10 years, he's going to be really one of the more consistent players in the game.
Oh, yeah.
Year after year after year.
Oh, yeah.
You know? And there's no accident that I have a number 2 on my blue jersey.
He may win an MVP. Devers will.
Well, like, have you looked at the American League leaders like yesterday? Devers is leading the league at total bases, RBI, doubles, and hits.
He's number 1 or 2 in almost every offensive category
except home runs.
Okay.
And it's I think it's 43 doubles is the whole reason why, probably the whole reason why he's leading the league in total bases.
And how about Mr. Sale? We keep talking about a bad year he had, but he was the fastest pitcher to hit 2,000 strikeouts.
Yep. And the previous one was Pedro.
Well.
Yeah. And you look at Michael Chavis, I know he's on the DL right now, but, I mean, he's kind of saved the left side of that infield. You know, he's played first base. He's played second base.
And I got to say, Red Sox fans and Red Sox are very negative, but they don't – how many times have you seen a team 6.5 games – behind another team on Labor Day, and they overtake them.
Sure,
it's happened many times, so they're not out of it.
And they're out of it.
They're not going to win the division, but they're not out of the playoffs.
Right, and I want to point out that they've scored 100 runs more than Oakland, which is a team above them.
Mm-hmm.
They've scored almost 140 more runs than both Tampa Bay and Cleveland. And you know, I looked at the Red Sox, the Indians, the A's and the Rays, and they're all 6-4 in their last 10. None of them are setting the world on fire.
It's a mystery why they don't have more. I mean, the starting pitching, these guys are good. I just don't get it.
Well, Price has been on the DL. He's on the DL now again, right? With a finger thing.
Yeah.
I know he got a cortisone shot. But you know, he spent time in the DL. Porcello,
I think Eovaldi's starting today.
Oh, is he? No, he was supposed to start last Wednesday, yeah. But he pitched.
They put him in the bullpen. He pitched in the bullpen
in Wednesday night. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But you know, in Porcello, if you take away his Cy Young season, his ERA is always over four. You know, can the guy get it together? Yes. You know, can he have a good stretch? Yes. Can he pitch when it really counts late in the season? Yes. But it's you know, the way he's
pitched. Can he give you a lot of innings? Yes.
Right.
He's a bulldog, as
but
they call
the
it.
But it's the way he's pitched up till now that is the reason why there's 6.5 games out. Him, you know, and absence of Price, absence of Eovaldi, right? Erod is their best starting pitcher, no question, but he's no stopper. Stopper pitches 7 innings on average. He's no stopper. You know, I mean, he's pitched great.
What if Eovaldi, Erod, and Sale are good down the stretch, and you got Porcello to get you into the 7th inning, and the bullpen can. What if they get hot, and what if Tampa Bay cools off a little bit?
Sure.
I mean, who knows? They could go another slump, but
right.
You're not out of it when you're 6.5 games behind.
No. And if you look at it, if the Red Sox were 8-2 right now. In the last 10, you know, they'd be 4.5 out. I'm doing the math in my head, so I don't know if that's exactly correct, but you know what I'm saying? If they had been winning in the past 10, 8-2, 9-1, they would definitely, you know, be 4.5 out, or, you know, 6.5 out, 4.5 out, which would make you feel a little better, you know.
I think the reason baseball players are superstitious is because weird, bizarre things happen in baseball, unlike any other.
Yeah.
Too many strange things mm-hmm. happen. I'll never forget 2011, the St. Louis Cardinals. They stunk. They were 500 or below 500 all year. All of a sudden, around Labor Day, they started to surge a little bit. And they got into the second wild card. And they're the ones that had that World Series against Texas. Mm-hmm. They were down to the last strike twice in the same game. Game 6, and then mm-hmm. went on to win Game 7. See, you never know.
True.
You see things. You see strange things in other sports. Not like baseball.
Yeah. And the Red Sox played one game under protest. Against Tampa, right? Or is it Toronto or Tampa? I think it was Tampa.
Tampa.
Because of their crazy substitution that our friend Angel Hernandez screwed up.
I got to say this.
Oh, no. Here we go. Go ahead.
Somebody's got to do something about the umpires. They're awful. You don't hear stuff like this with football or NBA. NBA officials got accused of being crooked from time to time. But you just don't.
Oh, they were accused and convicted, actually.
Yeah. But you don't see hockey. Let's say hockey and football. You don't see this. You don't see this kind of when Angel Hernandez is more known than the third baseman for the New York Mets. Yeah. There's something wrong.
Yeah.
There's something wrong when you got a guy like Joe West and Angel Hernandez are just as famous as the mm-hmm. players. There's something wrong with that.
Yeah.
And there's something wrong when they got to review all these plays and they're wrong. Remember the postseason last year? Three times in one inning he was wrong.
Yeah.
What was he doing there?
Right. And plus,
if a third baseman was that bad, he'd be in AAA.
Well, but they, you know, I believe that they do sanction and fine umpires. They just don't make it public, probably because the union doesn't want them to.
But why is a bad umpire in a majors and not in AA?
Yeah.
A bad player is.
Right.
That's the question I have. Mm-hmm. I don't get it. They must have some kind of powerful.
Well, they do have. I mean, they do have a union, and I think the union is a little bit less powerful. You know, since they made all the umpires. Umpire in both leagues, you know, there mm-hmm. used to be such a difference with American League umpires versus National League umpires, down to where the chest protector was either external or under the shirt. You know, and the strike zone was different in the National League versus the American Leagues, but they've changed that.
I mean, I understand an umpire making a mistake is part of the game, just like a center fielder making a mistake. I understand that. That's okay. All right. What I don't understand is why they act like the fans came to see them. You know, some guy brought his kid to Fenway Park to see his favorite player, and his favorite player gets thrown out of the game because Angel Hernandez has a hair across his butt.
Yeah.
You know, there's something wrong there. Mm-hmm. You don't see that in hockey or football or basketball.
Right.
I don't.
Right.
Do you?
No. You know, with
they're just waiting for some player to give them crap so they can throw them out.
And you know what? With replay, there's no arguing.
Yeah.
That's gone by the wayside. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, when there's an argument, I'll tune in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the thing is with this instant replay.
Yeah, there's something wrong with these guys.
You know, replay has it down to the how many frames per second, which the calls weren't meant to be made in 5 frames, you know, 30 or 60 frames per or 90 frames per second of super slow-mo.
Yeah, the officiating in baseball is not, there's something wrong with it. It's not good. Yeah. So yeah. That's my gripe for.
Sure. And the Angel Hernandez thing, you know, with Tampa, where he didn't establish what the batting order was after the substitution, where the pitcher went to first base for one play, one batter, and then came back to the pitcher's mound. That's his job. That's incompetence. I don't know if that's not knowing the rule book, but that's his job.
I mean, Joe West is a windbag, but at least he's a good umpire.
You know what? I've come around to respect Joe West.
He's a good umpire.
As an umpire, how he does his job.
He trains umpires. The umpires love him. He's very good at what he does. But he's a jerk. So this guy, Angel, he's terrible.
Yeah.
What's he doing in the major leagues? If a team had a terrible second baseman, he wouldn't be in the major leagues. That's the part I don't get.
And Joe West is also a country music singer.
Is he?
Yeah, he is. Yeah, Joe West is a country music singer. Yeah.
He was behind the home plate when we saw Buckholz pitch that no-hitter, remember?
The no-hitter, 2000...
2007.
Yeah. I think it was...
2007. It was September.
Okay, yeah.
September 1st, 2007, yep.
I swear I remember this in that game. There was a strikeout or something, and when Joe West got the ball, instead of throwing it to the pitcher, he threw it to the third baseman. Do you remember that?
No.
Or am I thinking incorrectly?
I remember the last pitch of the game was strike three, and Joe West had a blast calling strike three.
Yeah.
He took like how they take like 45 minutes and they go like,
Yeah.
He knew he had just called a umpired a no hitter.
Yeah. Well, I'm afraid I have a streak intact. They've lost both games I went to this year so far.
Hmm.
If there's another game in the playoffs or whatever, I'm kind of nervous. Because at one time, I was like a 10-game losing streak. It was probably before 04. But I was on a big-time losing streak. Any game I went to, they lost.
I went twice with you, right?
Yeah.
I think those were the only times I went this year.
Yeah, and I'm going up next.
Yep. I'm taking my sister. She was funny. I was over her house before you and I went to the game. And she's like, "Oh, you're going to Fenway?" I go, "Yeah." I never go anywhere. I go to the grocery store. I got tickets in September. You want to go?
Does she kind of come to the conclusion that she's going to have to spend a couple hours in the car with you both ways?
Well, she's going to bring earmuffs and tranquilizers and
She should bring her
lots of loud music
or noise canceling headphones.
Yeah.
Corn canceling headphones.
Oxycontin. Painkillers. Oh my God. I always get tickets for the end of the season just in case. Because 2 years ago I went to a game. It was the second to last game of the season. And they had clinched the division.
Mm-hmm.
Was that
boring?
You knew they were gonna. They were like, I don't know when. It must have been about a week before the season ended.
Oh, okay.
Because they were like 6 games out in front, and
they had clinched before the game you went to,
They clinched that game. Yeah.
Yeah. So. I remember you and I went to a September game. I don't know what year it was in the last 5 years where they were totally out of it. And it was just the most boring thing I've ever been to. It was like watching paint dry.
Do you remember about 20 years ago, you and I going to a game, and it was, I forgot who it was. He was getting shelled in they gave 9 runs in the first inning, and it was raining. We left. It's the only time I ever left in the first or second inning.
We were in the bleachers.
No, this was decades ago.
Yeah.
I forgot.
This is how long we've been going to games together.
Yeah.
Can believe that?
It's awful, isn't it?
Thirty something years.
It's the worst 30 years of my life.
Oh,
and I'm only 26.
Yeah. Every time I go to a game, I look next to me, it's you. I don't think I remember that one.
What the heck was that?
I mean, I remember seeing Mark Clear blow a whole game. Of course, he blew every game. Well, not every game.
It might have been him.
He was a reliever, though. Mark cleared the bases, which he did every time he pitched. Well, not every time. I'll say not every time he pitched, but a lot. So I have to explain to our viewers that I know there are people watching, but we're not seeing this side of the camera. So we're not ignoring you if you're commenting. We appreciate the comments, and we appreciate you watching. We're just not looking at that side of the camera in this studio.
What do you appreciate,
setup.
Anybody?
I appreciate everybody. Yeah.
Did you catch the game the other day? It was last week. Eovaldi was pitching, and Jerry Remy and O'Brien. Eovaldi's grandmother asked Eovaldi to go get Jerry's autograph.
They were laughing.
He's playing with these Hall of Fame guys, and she wanted your autograph. Maybe, I guess she likes me. I don't know. It was just funny. Her grandson's a major league player, and he's playing with guys like J.D. Martinez and. She goes up and gets Jerry. She wants Jerry's autograph.
Well, I wonder, has she been a Red Sox fan and knows Jerry Remy well enough?
I don't know. It just sounded funny,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
So I don't know. What do you want my autograph for? I don't know. I forget how they were saying it, but it was kind of fun listening to it.
Well, so what I want to point out that we talked about before off camera is that, Mr. $30 million, and I'm sorry if I'm being a little bit arrogant here, but $30 million is really the third best player on the team, Mookie Betts. He's heating up, obviously, at 21 home runs, but you look at, we already talked about Devers and Bogarts. Betts, he's not the forgotten man, but third best on the team.
You know what? He gets $30 million from somebody.
You think?
Oh, yeah. But they're going to hang out with Devers and Bogarts.
So there was a statement that came out that said, if he wants to stay, they'll pay him. I don't know what that means. I don't know.
Maybe he wants to. Maybe we got him. Maybe we're reading him wrong. You know.
Well, he's not a Jacoby Ellsbury, in terms of as soon as my contract's
nobody
up,
is
I'm
that
out
guy
here.
Stays out for 2 years if he has a
2 years
his pinky hurts.
Well, he's no baseball activity. I think they took his locker away at Yankee Stadium. But I'm saying he's no Jacoby Ellsbury in terms of as soon as I'm done on my lap with my last contract, I am out of here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't think he's like that. But you never know. I just hope they don't get into a situation where they trade him, his last year like they did with Lester. You know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just hope that's not the situation.
Do you think J.D. Martinez stays or opts out of his contract?
I think he stays, but I also think that he's very active in the union and has a big part in the next labor contract because he seems very outspoken about how many players were unsigned. Going through spring training and after, and how long it took for players to get signed, and that there's something wrong with the system and the owners. That's what he believes.
The player's contract is up in 2021, right?
Yes. And I have full confidence that Rob Manfred will get this done.
There better not be another strike.
I don't think there will be. I think Rob Manfred knows enough of this game. Mm. As much as a lot of things he's done, we disagree with. Including. Pace of play and the clock running and all this stuff.
I mean, they saw what happened
what
the last strike.
He's no dummy.
They saw what happened the last strike. It took a couple of years for the public to forgive them for that. Yeah. It'll be a lot more than that. It'll be a disaster if they strike.
Yeah, yeah. So, like I said, they need to get on a roll. And what better team to do it against? Baltimore.
Mm.
And the Yankees, well, they got walled. The Yankees got walled by Cleveland 2 games ago, and then they beat them yesterday.
Three in a row.
Yeah, yeah.
And if they win tonight, it's four in a row. I mean, who knows? You can't, too many people got too much figured out all the time.
Yeah.
Oh, this guy's not going to have a good year. This guy's going to, he's going to hit 20 home runs this year. They're going to end up, they're going to win 90 games. You don't know.
Who predicted Who predicted how this rotation would pitch? Terrible. Well, I mean,
you just don't know.
Terrible, is that too strong a word? I mean, they just not met expectations. Is that better? Or have they been terrible? I don't know.
It's the difference between last year and this year is the rotation.
Yeah.
Because their bullpen's been okay.
Right.
And their hitting's off the charts.
Yep.
You know?
And that spot in the rotation that Eovaldi vacated with, being on the IL really hurt.
They know how to wear out. They know how to wear out opposing pitching. They're good at two strike hitting. Two outs, rallies, and stuff like that,
and hopefully sales figure things out finally. With the help of whoever, I don't think it was Levangie. I know they thought that Bedoya figured something out a while back, but he's had a couple of good starts in a row, and I think they did figure something out. And I read about it. It was a two too complicated for me to figure out. I'm no pitching coach.
I think a lot of it's instinct. I think sometimes you got to wonder, these guys pay a little too much attention to, analyzing their, the videos and stuff like that. And because, did you see what the Philadelphia Phillies did? They hired Charlie Manuel to be their hitting coach. That. Okay. Now, he's not, he's probably old-fashioned hitting coach. He's going to be there in a batting cage with him. And one of the Philadelphia hitters already said, Charlie told me, sometimes to be a good hitter, you got to get dumb. You got to rely on your instincts. Mm-hmm. You got to rely on your just let your natural talent take over.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not always, you know. I remember saying one time, my all-time favorite. I mean, not the David Ortiz, Pedro. I mean, Schilling. My gosh, what they did for that team. But my all-time favorite is Yaz. But I remember him saying the only time he doesn't think about baseball is while he's playing.
Hmm.
He thinks about he goes, I think about baseball in my sleep.
Yeah, yeah.
But when I'm on the field, I don't think about it. He just his instincts take over. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And so maybe these guys are getting a little bit too analytical.
Yeah.
And they need a guy like Charlie Manuel.
Right. Right.
Who's just going to get in the batting cage with them and talk to them.
And I think the Red Sox have a balance with that, with their hitting coach. His name escapes me.
Gordon.
The Tom?
No, Goodwin. Goodwin. Not Goodwin. He's first base coach. Gordon.
Gordon. Well, they've got two hitting coaches. They've got two hitting coaches. One is more on the analytics side.
Yeah.
I can't believe I can't remember his name. But anyways, I think
blows your way is Williams was on the analytics side before there were any before there was any such thing.
Right, exactly.
But, yeah, you're right. You got to have both.
Yeah. And I think they tried to do that on the pitching side too.
Yep.
Hey, did I tell you I saw a meteor?
Yeah, you said you're out in the
walking my dog 11 o'clock at night last month, and I turned around and looked at my house, and I saw this meteor streak across the sky, green tail and everything, all over the news.
Hmm.
The CBS affiliate messaged me on Facebook. They saw my post.
Did they interview you?
They asked, and I said, I got two words for you, Area 51, aliens.
Yep. Aliens?
Yeah, they hung up on me.
Are you serious?
No. I declined. I said, I declined. They need to find an expert to talk to from UConn or somewhere. Not a dumb idiot like me who was just walking his dog and saw this thing across the sky, I'm telling you, it was aliens.
It was an alien? So is Yaz going to be at Fenway next month?
I would think so. I would think he'd see.
Do you think he'll go into the broadcasting booth?
Yeah, it could be.
The only time I know of, they had that Yaz day when they retired his number. Mm-hmm. He went up to the broadcasting booth for like an inning or two.
Yeah, he's done it a couple times. Yeah, I've seen him.
He really stays under the radar.
Yep. He's my favorite too. Yeah. My other jersey has eight on it.
I got to tell you something about Yaz. And again, I mean, what Sale did last year with all those, Poppy and Pedro and Ortiz breaking the curse. I mean, you can't, you'll never see the Franconi years, you'll never see anything like that again.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Before 67, the Red Sox were a second rate.
Sure.
5,000 fans would come to a game.
Right.
Ever since that year, he put the Red Sox on the map.
Absolutely.
Permanently.
Yep.
Okay. So. No Yaz, no 67 mm-hmm. season. Mm-hmm. No 67 season, no Red Sox Nations, okay? That could be a little stretch,
mm-hmm.
but I don't care. That's exactly what happened. He opened the door for them to be an elite team.
That's accurate.
Yep.
Yeah. So, let's hope they get hot starting mm-hmm. now, because the sooner the better. They got the Orioles coming up today. And... won last night, so like you said, they won three in a row so far.
It's terrible what the owners have done to that franchise. What a great franchise, a great tradition, beautiful ballpark, and they just let them, spend some money, do something, get a team for the fans, fill that stadium up.
Totally agree.
I don't get it.
Even if they were the Red Sox arch rivals, to see that a team like that, year after year, be a punching bag.
It'd be like seeing the St. Louis Cardinals in last place 5 years in a row.
Right.
Come on.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly. And the owners got money. Sure. They're a, you know, good city, a good area.
Yep.
You know, good area for fans, good, you know, good area for a lot of things. They got a great ballpark.
Yep.
Built by Larry Lucchino.
Yes.
And
now there's a guy that belongs in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah. Yeah.
He started the trend of the modern baseball parks. Mm-hmm. That's big.
Sure.
That's
sure.
huge.
Absolutely.
And he was one of the people that helped break the curse of the Bambino. Yeah. He's
hey, San Diego, Baltimore, Boston, mm-hmm. right?
Yep.
No doubt.
So.
All right, we'll see if the Red Sox can get a hot, see how they do today. Thanks for watching, everyone. Been a great time getting together with you. Usually not, but today's been pretty good.
All right. Okay.
Thanks for watching, everyone.
Thanks for watching.
Have a great day.